Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. One of the things I think is profitable during weekends like this is just to have the opportunity to come aside from the norm of life's experience and Christian experience and just to share in the fellowship and the company of fellow believers and sometimes just to do a spiritual health check. Just to see exactly where I'm standing in relation to the standard of the Word of God for my life. Now, if I was to share an opinion with you, I think sometimes we as Christians are just a bit too hard on ourselves. So that you come along to a weekend like this and you say, you know, truthfully, I'm not praying enough. And I don't read my Bible as often as I should, and I don't know my Bible as well as I ought. And maybe my contribution in the assembly is not what it ought to be, and there's just a catalogue of negatives. And it's so easy just to focus on what we're not. And sometimes you come along and the ministry can be just so much all the things that we're not, and sometimes we just forget that the very fact we're here is evidence of this that God has moved in our life and brought about a miraculous transaction. If any of us had died before we were saved, we'd be in hell eternally. But God moved in our lives and challenged us to our positions before God, and he saved us. And even against the background of reproach from the outside, he encouraged us to be baptized. And maybe even we associate with a company of God's people, and maybe even, we witness to the unsaved. And these people amongst whom we live actually know that we're believers, and they know we love the Bible. And they know we love God, and they know we love Christ, and they know all of this. And maybe even, as is the case in my own experience, we are the only Christian family in the village in which we live. And maybe you just could be the only believer in your year at school, or the only family in your street. Saved by God's grace. I tell you this, don't ever lose sight of all that we are. And also, all that God has made us. And let's appreciate the vast amount of work that God did just to bring us to where we are. And although pride would be the wrong word to apply to it, we ought to be encouraged and lifted up that God has brought us this far. And despite all the times that we've failed and sinned and let God down, and despite all that we are not, that we know we could be, we're still at it. And let me say this. For as long as divine life dwells in our soul, and if you're saved, that is forever. For as long as divine life dwells in our soul, there is the potential to be more for God. So we take it not from the background of all that we're not, but the fact of all we are. And I want to begin tonight, similar to how we began at Holden Court, and just direct your attention to a subject which is sometimes absent from our Christianity. And sometimes infrequently discussed in our conversation. And maybe even often omitted from our thoughts. Here's the subject. Christ. And we must just get back to this tonight, Christ. In all his beauty, and in all his loveliness, and let Christ fill our minds, and our conversations, and our hearts, and just pray that in everything over this weekend, that our love and appreciation for the loveliness of this beloved one would just fill our hearts. Because I tell you this, there will be no greater incentive just to develop spiritually and grow spiritually and to enjoy spiritual development than just recapturing Christ in all his beauty. Now I want to speak on five subjects on this verse. Here they are. Number one, he shall grow up. Here's the first subject. He shall grow up. Subject number two, before him. Subject number three, as a tender plant. Subject number four, and as a root. Subject number five, in dry ground. There's five things in this verse. He shall grow up. Secondly, before God. Thirdly, as a tender plant. Fourthly, as a root. Fifthly, out of a dry ground. Just let your mind wander over all these five different subjects. Do you know, as I read that over and over again, and you know it, you'd all quote it, you've all read it before, it just brought out to me this, the richness of the truth of the Word of God. Now listen to this. He shall grow up. Now, why do I want to emphasize that? Because of this, that he was born just like you were born. He wasn't conceived as you were conceived. He was born as you were born. He lived and he grew from a baby to a boy to youth and into manhood, into adulthood. He grew up. And so as a boy of three, he saw what you see. And as a boy of five, he saw what you see. And as a boy of 12 and 15 and 18 and into manhood, he saw it. He grew up. Now, why do we emphasize that? Because of this. Maybe you're in the meeting tonight, you're in your teens, early teens. Maybe you're in late teens, maybe early 20s. Maybe late 20s. Let me say this to you. He grew up. So therefore, as you come to a youth weekend like this, and you think about all the stages and all the difficulties that you will encounter as you grow up, or as you're growing spiritually, the Word of God tells me this, he grew up. Now, why do I want to emphasize that? For this reason. That at every stage you are of your development spiritually, and every age you are, there's one at God's right hand tonight, and he can understand it. You know why? Because he grew up. And if you're 90, he's eternal. So that there's no age barriers to the understanding of the mind of Christ, to every circumstance and every difficulty and every stage that we as God's people experience. I want to say this to you. You have in Christ a friend that is unique in every detail. And that's why I would just like you to think tonight of this great truth. He grew up. And you know, if we just had the opportunity, and we don't, if we just had the opportunity to put up on the back of the wall here, just all the thoughts and problems of all the young people in Northampton and wherever you're from, I tell you this, you could write over them all, his sufficiency. We have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, for he was in all points tested, like as we are, and yet without sin. So whatever the dilemma of your mind, and whatever the trouble of your heart, and whatever the difficulty of your life, or the burden of your soul, get this tonight. He grew up. He grew up. He shall grow up. But then secondly, he grew up before God. Now get this. Supposing you were to go to the Pharisee and say to the Pharisee, tell me this, why do you dress like you dress with these long phylacteries and the borders of your garments? Why do you dress like that? He would say this, because I live before men. Supposing you were to go to the Pharisee that's fasting, his face is all long, and say to him, why are you fasting like this? Because he would say this, he wouldn't say it, but you know it, he wanted to impress men. And supposing you were to go to these individuals that walk before men and prayed long prayers in the synagogue, you would say, why do you do that? He would say this, because I want to impress men. Listen to this. When the Lord Jesus lived his life, he lived his life with one objective. Face me. He lived his life with one objective. It was this. To be before God. That was his objective. Now why do I mention that? For this reason. That we understand this, that there's one who has grown up, he's been through the whole process before us, and the objective of his life was this, just to grow up. Watch me. You see them later. Just to grow up. Before God. Before God. His one and single objective in developing as he did was this. The pleasure of God. Says the word of God this. He shall grow up before him. But then thirdly. The way he was this, was as a tender plant. A tender plant. In Scotland, when I was single, and I used to go to youth weekends for ministry and other things, the Bible used to say this, when you're looking for a wife, look for two things. Look for faith, and look for face. And if you can't get the latter, make sure you get the former. I just add another thing. Get a gardener. Face, faith and fidelity, and gardening. I tell you this. Brother phoned the house. Heather answered the phone. Where are you? In the garden. Where's Colin? Reading Ephesians. So we want a gardener. Do you know, I discover, and I'm not a gardener, but as he grew up, he was a tender plant, and if I, you just don't jump on me quickly with this, but get this. The meaning of this word is this, sucker. Not in the way that we use it, perhaps, but this. He derived his sustenance from another. That's what he wants for us. He shall grow up. He will develop. It will be before God. And he will be, if you like, as a sucking plant. That just sucked all its nourishment from another. That's how he was. He grew up before God and he sucked all his nourishment from the resources of the eternal throne. That's how he wants us to be. To just grow up. Grow up. And have in our minds this, I just want to live not for the pleasure of men. I know that if meat maketh my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh. But just get this in our minds. I want to be it for the glory of God. Before him. And in our tenderness, and we're all tender in that regard, just draw and suck our sustenance from the eternal throne of the presence of God. But then fourthly, says the word of God, and as a root. Now, I don't know much about gardening, but I have a tree in my garden. And I can see the whole tree and even the branches. You know what I can't see? Can't see any root. What's the root? The root is the hidden part. So the word of God says he grew up before God as a tender plant and as a root. As a root. In other words, there was depth to his life. And what was the depth? The depth was the hidden part. Let me tell you this. Your spiritual strength will not be derived from coming to the meetings. Or even listening to ministry. These are all great things. Your strength will be derived more than anything else by the extent of your daily devotion with God. That's the key to it. Daily and alone with God. That will be it. And the success or otherwise of your life spiritually in the lines of Scripture will be according to the root, the hidden part. Do you know what God did with him? God took him and he hid him for 30 years. Imagine that. Imagine that. Could you imagine the knowledge he would have as a teenager? Could you imagine his ability? Could you imagine his oratory? Could you imagine his knowledge? If it was you and I, we'd be seeing this fast circuit him to every platform in the land. Call the correspondence. We've got a giant here, a man the likes of which has never been seen before. Get him on every platform you can. Expose all the saints to this man. That wasn't how God did it. God says this, I want the hidden part. You see, the primary objective of Christ's life was this, before him. That was it. That's why the Baptist spent 30 years of preparation for 6 months of endeavor. Says the word of God, there was a hidden part, and it was deep. It ran deep. In fact, it was running deep right to the river, to the well, to the water. It was a hidden part, as a root. What's the last point? It's this. It was a root out of a dry ground. Do you know, when God looked out for heaven, you know what he saw? He saw a house that was in disarray. Ye have made my Father's house a den of thieves. He saw priests that had turned their backs on God. He saw legality replacing spirituality. And hypocrisy replacing the genuine thing. And as God looked down from heaven, all he saw was this, was a large, barren wilderness, which grieved his heart and vexed his soul. And all the nation that was his own people, they turned, we'll discover it tomorrow, into the strange vine of a degenerate plant unto me. You know what happened? You know what happened? He grew up. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine when they're touched that outside place at Bethlehem, the Son of God, and for the first time there was witnessed on earth perfect humanity. And he grew up before him. And the eye of God, which in Proverbs 15, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, observing the evil and the good, seeing everything. He grew up as a boy. And as a youth. And as a man, and into public ministry, says the word of God, he shall grow up before God. As a plant that took all its sustenance from him. As a root that was hidden well into the earth. In the dry ground of a barren nation. And through it, brought absolute pleasure to the heart of God. I say this to you. As we over this weekend look at the subject of growing spiritually and just making progress in the things of God, we follow the noblest of examples. We try to walk in the steps of the Savior. May God, in all of our studies this weekend, just keep our minds firmly fixed on this great truth as we seek to aspire to be greater spiritually than we are. We might get this rooted in our mind. He shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out off a dry ground. And may our mind just be completely filled and absorbed with the greatness and the loveliness of Christ. May God bless his word.